eat that. A lot of people eat that. I don't like mine for breakfast, so let me get mine fixed and get good and cold, and I'll come in and get me a piece between meals and eat mine. That's the way I eat a marshmallow. Cantaloupe.
That's the same thing as a cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Well, now, what are you, you know, in the springtime, what are those things that pop up in your yard? Those little white things? Those little plant-like things?
Oh, poppies, weeds.
Well, there's a little, there's something that...
Oh, you're talking about Santa quails.
Well, they wouldn't be flowers. They're little things that are little white things with little cap on top of them and a stem.
Oh, mushrooms.
Now, are there different kinds of those?
They are. That they can for people is different than these, and it pops up in the yard out here. They just make you sick as a... They can be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's different kinds of them things.
So what's the difference in them?
Well, there's some that can be eaten and there's some that you can't eat.
What, which ones can you eat?
I don't know the name of them. Didn't ever fool with no mushrooms. I don't want no mushrooms.
So would you, speaking of mushrooms, do you call them the ones that you can't eat anything? Like, what about like a toad?
No, that's them old ones that comes up out like an umbrella, you know, you've seen.
Now, what do you call them?
That's what they call toads, but they sure do stink when you step on them. Some of them does. And some red ones will come up like you, three fingers that way. And they're red and they stink when you step on them.
What do people smoke?
Cigarettes and pipes. And they smoke tobacco in them pipes and in them cigarettes.
Something like a cigarette too, you smoke.
Some of them smoke this old rabbit tobacco. Some of them smoke.
One of those big things that look like...
Cigars.
And if somebody offered to help you, you know, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
Poo-wee.
Well, that, if it was because you didn't want to have to pay them back, you know?
Well, no. That's the way they'd take it. If they didn't want to be fool with you, they didn't want you to be in nowhere around them to get involved. They didn't want to get involved for you to help them, and then you to help them.
Well, now, what would you say if there was a terrible accident up the road and there was no need for a doctor, you might say, because the victim was...
Done dead.
You might say, if you're talking about somebody, you might say, he what to be careful?
He ought to be careful of what he is and watching where he's going. Is that right?
And that way when the accident would have happened.
Yeah, that's right. He ought to be more careful, just like I said about that boy that hit knocked that post down there to put up one hour.
Oh, really?
Coming from school.
I didn't know that. Well, if you're talking about... If a dare, you know, somebody was going to dare you to do something that, when you were a child, maybe like walk through a graveyard or something at night, you might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
Won't do it.
Is there another way of saying that?
And that you're afraid to go.
What about something like dassing?
Well, that'd be all right, but you know they got to be where they won't, if they're afraid, they won't go.
So is dassing a word you use?
No, I don't know nothing about that, but that might be the proper word to use.
But you don't ever hear it?
No, I don't ever hear it.
What if there was something that you knew you couldn't do? You said, and I said, will you do it? And you said, you'll say, no, I
cannot.
And I, and with